Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of T-Bird Talk.
Join us as we explore the world of Circle Public Schools, sharing inspiring stories, delving into the inner workings of our district, exploring innovative education, and celebrating the achievements of our students and educators.
Whether you're a student, parent, educator, or just passionate about education, T-Bird Talk is your go-to source for community conversations and behind-the-scenes insights. Get ready for a journey into the heart of Circle Public Schools, where excellence meets innovation. I'm Superintendent Dawn Potter.
And I'm Sarah Potter, Director of Community Relations and Development. We're here today with CHS Assistant Principal and 2025 Kansas Assistant Principal of the Year, Aaron Leeshen.
Welcome and congratulations. What an honor for you and also an honor for our district that, you know, that you are awarded the Assistant Principal of the Year. And as we talk about that, it's a big deal. And, you know, to have you here, we're certainly proud of you and all of the efforts that you put in. But as we talk about that, what does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. As far as this award, I'm very flattered by the recognition. And as far as what it means to me, though, I think it just kind of validates the work that we do here at Circle High School in USC 375. And, it, you know, in reality, the culture that we have established, I think, breeds success. And it fosters the opportunity for students and staff to be successful. And I'm just a product of that culture and that hard work that behind the scenes.
You also have, you know, we'll get into a little bit more about some personal work stuff, but you also have some big changes coming up next year, moving to the middle school principal. And what are you looking forward to of that? And what will you miss?
Yeah, so a lot of big changes. This is my, I think, ninth year as an assistant principal overall, fourth in the district. So venturing out into some new waters, I feel is good. I think I have had a lot of good mentors in the past and currently as well that have really prepared me to take on this challenge and let me branch out and be a leader within the school that I've worked at. As far as what I'm looking forward to, you know, when you sign up to be an educator, you're a lifelong learner. And so I've really taken that to heart in learning new things, trying new things, seeing how things go, but still being aware of, you know, the relationships that you're building are super important, whether it be at Circle High School or Circle Middle School. So what I'm looking forward to is the opportunity to learn some new things, but then also foster those relationships with new individuals that I've had some interactions with, but maybe not as much as I will in the future. What I'm going to miss about Circle High School is I'm going to miss the staff for sure. I'm going to miss the students. It's a difficult decision, because I feel like I'm leaving them, but in reality I'm not, because I'm still going to be around quite a bit to see them, whether it be maybe not in the classroom on a daily basis or in the hallways, but certainly see them around at events and different things like
that. You know, it's difficult to leave a position because you really feel like your work's not done. How do you anticipate continuing your work at Circle Middle School?
Yeah, so being an educator, you never feel like you get to see the finished product. And just having that daily interaction with individuals, whether it be staff members, whether it be parents, whether it be community members, whether it be students, I think those daily successes that you see is kind of the validation that you want to get as a person. Really taking those opportunities to seek those is something that I try to do, and I think that's propelled me to these opportunities that I've had.
So, what do you enjoy the most about what you do?
Well, there's a lot of different things, and I know it's kind of cliche, but it's true. I like being around students. I like learning. I like being around schools. But seeing those kids, you know, grow and develop as a high school assistant principal or teacher, You know, seeing how they come in as a freshman and then how they mature, how they grow, how they develop, how they find their path, I think is really cool. And so I think that's the thing I enjoy most is working with those kids and their parents too, because they're a big part of it, just to try to guide them and give them the opportunities that we want them to have and to be successful.
Can you share a memorable moment of your time or a highlight that working with students and or staff, you know, because that is the most enjoyable thing that we do. I mean, we are people, and you know, I think that's we always have those highlights. Can you share some of those things, or at least one big thing that just kind of pops in your head here?
Yeah, so two big things. One of them would be with staff. We have dove deep into the PLC process, and it's not an easy process. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's hard work, but it's very rewarding, and it can be very beneficial. And so, you know, we were kind of at a tipping point, I feel, as a staff, as far as where we need to continue to move and grow and develop within the PLC process, and taking the time to go meet with a staff member to maybe give them a different perspective on what the process can actually do to help them and their students. That was really something that stuck out in my mind and something that I'll definitely never forget. And I really feel that individual, first of all, great person, great teacher, just needed some guidance and some clarity on what that process would look like, and really doing a good job with it now currently. So I'm really... That's a highlight, I think. And then from a student standpoint, you know, the opportunities to keep kids in school. There was 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, there was a student that they were just struggling. I mean, they weren't having a lot of success. When you're not having a lot of success, the easy thing to do is want to not do it anymore or quit. And just really getting side by side with that student and helping them, giving them some small victories to keep them engaged and keep them moving forward. But that individual ended up graduating, and it took some time. It took some work. It took some tears. It took some sweat, but they graduated and they're now working and they're productive members of society. So those are the big wins, I think, as a high school, whether it be teacher or assistant principal, that we really like seeing.
Thank you very much. I think that's exciting. And I think you kind of shared this a little bit, but, you know, what inspires you to continue making a difference in the lives of those students and staff?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I've had a lot of good, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of good mentors and coaches throughout my, you know, educational career, whether it be when I was in school, whether it was when I was in college, whether it was when I was playing sports, as a teacher, as an assistant principal. And so, you know, kind of passing on the torch of what they taught me, and just really that intrinsic motivation that, you know, when I put my head on my pillow every night, I want to make sure that I've done everything I possibly can for the students, for the staff, for the community, for the district, that I know I can go to bed and put my, close my eyes and know I did everything I could on a daily basis for everybody.
Speaking of the community, what do you believe your biggest impact has been on the community and vice versa? The community, what impact have they had on you?
Well, I'll start with the community impact on me. So I'm not from Circle. I'm not from this area of Kansas. I am from Kansas, kind of moved around a little bit, but I've been in the Wichita area now for, I don't know, 25 years, 22 years, something like that. And it's home, you know. It's people are friendly. They're welcoming. My kids are all in this district. My wife, she went through this district when she was going through elementary school, middle school, high school.
That's why she's so smart.
It is.
I knew there had to be a reason.
It, yeah. It, She's the smart one in the family for sure. But it's just the opportunities for my kids are just phenomenal. And it's the vibe that we have, I think, is really cool. It was very different than how my community was when I was going through school. Great community. It's just different. It just feels different. So as far as my impact on the community, kind of already highlighted on this, but just doing everything I can, like I said, for whoever it is within the community, whether it be unloading a wheelchair, whether it be, you know, helping a kid out that is struggling, doesn't have food for that day, some additional academic guidance, maybe some behavioral mentoring, but doing whatever I can for them, because I think it's that's what they need and that's what they deserve.
Being an educator, being an administrator, you know there are peaks and valleys. There are good days, you have really good days, and then you have some really hard days. When your community thinks of Mr. Leishan, what do you want them to know, or what do you want them to think about you?
I mean, ultimately, I hope that they would say that I listen to them, I validate them, I work with them, I give them my 100%. Obviously, there's days where things aren't going very well and you may only have 80%, but I want them to know that I gave 100% of my 80%. And like I said earlier, that's what they deserve. So I think that's what they should get.
We met, what, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. And I'll never forget the time we had a chance to formally talk about education and that kind of stuff. And after we finished our discussion, I said, if we have something available, you'll be my first call. And I'm glad that you didn't see the caller ID and say, nope, I'm not answering him. But we certainly appreciate everything that you do here, and wanted to, before we sign off here, give you an opportunity to give some shout outs to those that are very important to you, that have supported you throughout your career, and ones who've supported you and done those things.
So a lot of people I owe a lot to. They have guided me. They've mentored me from the time that I was really, really young, obviously till now. But just for starters, just here in the district office, a lot of support and guidance. Our Board of Education, they're phenomenal to work with, and definitely have a good thing going right now and want to continue that. My family, so my wife, Carrie, my son, Brooks, my daughter, Kellen, my other daughter, May, just wouldn't be able to do these things without them. My parents, my in-laws as well, they're awesome. My brother, my sister. Beyond that, had a lot of mentors in education and coaching from the time that I was a young kid. Dick Evans was one that really guided me when I was younger. And then entering education, Susan Richardson was my mentor teacher at East High School, taught me pretty much everything I knew about how to teach and pedagogy, and a lot of just other skills as well to help with my teaching practices. Tyson Yeager was also one of my mentor teachers. One of my good friends, Ryan Bench, he actually got me to East High School, and that's really where I flourished. Beyond that, my college baseball coach, Mark Carvalho at Friends University, he's currently at Southwestern College as a baseball coach there. Beyond that, still at East High School, Sarah Richardson, who's the current building principal, the former principal, Ken Thiessen, Kara Leedy, my former principal at South High School, Monique Arndt, assistant principal at South High School. Here at our high school now, Matt Carroll and John Coslett, they've been very supportive of me and are really good at allowing me to be a leader and helping to guide me. And certainly appreciate everything that they've done for me. And I probably am leaving a few people out, but I've had a lot of good mentors and a lot of support, and certainly appreciate everything that they've done for me.
Well, I'm really excited. We have a lot of administrative changes happening for our district, but I genuinely feel like they're going to be good changes, and I'm excited to see you as Circle Middle School principal next year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the opportunity. I mean, big shoes to fill with Mr. Olguin. I'm excited to get over there and start working with the teachers. I've been over there quite a bit. I'm really excited about the culture and everything that they have going right now, and hope to continue that. And if there's areas to improve, then certainly that will be something we'll do as a team. And really excited to get to know the new students. I know a few of them and the parents as well, but obviously getting to know people is what I like to do. And I'm hoping I get that opportunity and we get to work together.
Well, I think as we had our conversations today and all of the things that you discussed, it's very clear why you're the 2025 Kansas Assistant Principal of the Year. And we can't say enough how proud of you we are. And I can't wait for our continued success together as we move forward. And you mentioned professional learning communities. I have no doubt that as we move forward, we will be a PLC model district. And I think with your leadership as well as our other administrators, we're going to get there. But congratulations to you again. That's a title never taken away, you know, the 2025 Kansas Assistant Principal of the Year. And so congratulations, and we appreciate you joining us today and taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us. So to stay up to date on what's going on with Circle Public Schools, make sure to follow us on Facebook at Circle USD 375 and visit our webpage at usd375.org. If you're a parent or guardian, make sure to check out information sent to you through Parent Square.
Do you have a question for us or a suggestion for an episode? Email us at media@usd375.org. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us for T-Bird Talk. And as always, thrive in 375. See you later.